ask, could Bill Clinton's DNA from the Lewinsky dress be obtained with a FIFA request in order to legally prove Danny Williams' lineage?
It's an excellent question. I don't know that it could be obtained from the government legally. That's something that should really be examined. I have written about Danny Williams, who is the 30-year-old abandoned son of Bill Clinton. He is the son of Bill Clinton and Bobby Ann Williams. I had to go see him for myself to find out whether this is true. He looks and sounds exactly like his father. He's very bright. He's very hardworking. He has five kids of his own. He works two jobs to make ends meet, even though his father's worth several hundred million dollars. His mother, Bobby Ann Williams, was a cocaine-addicted prostitute who was with Bill Clinton on 13 occasions. She described the layout in intimate detail of Bill's mother's cabin, where they got together for sex. She met him while he was jogging through the projects, and she was a streetwalker. She passed a lie detector test. Hillary Clinton refused to support Danny. She ejected Danny's mother and his aunt from the governor's mansion when they sought to appeal to her. Bill Clinton sent Christmas presents to the little shack where Danny lived through one of his bodyguard state troopers for 5 years. Told him specifically, don't tell Hillary. Yes, I think Danny is Bill's son, and I think this campaign will hopefully help prove it. I'm sure that Danny Williams, who would like to know who his father is, who would like to shake his father's hand, as he put it, whose children keep saying, Daddy, who's your daddy? I think he would certainly give up a swab. So it's an interesting point. If you don't know about this, it is covered well in my book, The Clintons' War on Women, a DNA test that some Clinton lackeys floated through a tabloid in the 1999, denying this, are entirely false, completely false, a fabrication. There's no doubt whatsoever, in my view.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Somebody wants to ask here about, thank you, caller, they want to ask about Kelly Ward versus McCain. You have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think Kelly Ward can win this race. I think McCain made a giant mistake defending Mr. Kahn, just the way he made a giant mistake defending Huma Abedin, who is, by any measure, connected to radical Islamic organizations that are in turn tied to the financing of the attack on America in 9/11. Hillary Huma and her entire family, including her brothers and her parents, are active in the World Muslim League, which is affiliated with the Ratika Trust, which was identified by the Justice Department under George Bush as having been used by bin Laden to finance the attack on America. Huma is a Saudi. Mr. Kahn is a Saudi. They are both supporters of Sharia. So I think McCain has hurt himself very badly with this maneuver. He's also recently taken $20 million for the McCain Foundation from the Saudis. So I think that he is doing their bidding.
Mm-hmm. I've got a softball here, and it's lobbed at me, and I think I can answer it for you, Roger. What we have here is a question: where can Trump supporters find a list of trusted sites with true facts or data to counter media bias and Hillary's lies?
Breitbart News, The Daily Caller, Town Hall, these are all excellent conservative sites that I like. There are others, Infowars.com, of course. I don't agree with everything Alex Jones says, nor does he agree with everything I say, but by and large, I find that I agree with much of what he's publishing. I would say more than half, because he's a liberty-oriented Republican, a liberty-oriented conservative and a real patriot. It's very funny with the way the media says, oh, you were seen with Alex Jones, and therefore you're a conspiracy theorist. You were seen with Van Jones, and so does that make you a radical black separatist? I mean, it's an absurdity. When one goes on with Wolf Blitzer, there's no assumption that you and Wolf agree on everything. Alex interviews people. So I just find this funny that they try to brand you. You see, conspiracy theorist is a derogatory term that they use on anybody who challenges the official version of things as told to you by the mainstream media and the government. And I argue that the mainstream media and the government lie all the time about big things and small. When you say that, when you're a truth teller and you express that view, we have to discredit you because others might start listening to you and then they lose their control. The truth shall set you free. So when they call, Jesse Ventura or Alex Jones or Roger Stone, both friends of mine, both guys I don't agree with everything on but agree on some things with, we were all lumped as conspiracy theorists. The actual term has its can be found in a CIA document where they're actually instructing people to use it to discredit anybody who asks questions about the JFK murder.
Roger, you're so kind to mention your friends and some of the other folks that are out there leading the cause and leading the charge, InfoWars, Breitbart, Drudge Report, and others. But in your modesty, you failed to mention your own site, and I'd like to mention that for you, stonecoldtruth.com. That is the number one source where you can go right now if you want to find out what's actually going on, if you want to get some inside information.
This is a new site, and it is really created to be a support mechanism for our upcoming radio show, which will air on Saturday afternoons, Eastern Time, called The Stone Cold Truth. And then if you're interested in our books, you can go to rogerstone.com, my books, rogerstone.com. You can get The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ. You can get Nixon's Secrets. You can get Jeb and the Bush Crime Family, which will be out in paperback next year, entitled The Bush Crime Family. Jeb couldn't even survive 1 year. You can also get the very important Clinton's War on Women. This is the definitive expose. This book will curl your hair. You have no idea the evil and the greed and the duplicitous nature of Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton.
We're definitely going to get to that. Roger, thanks for mentioning, about some of your best-selling books, New York Times best-selling author. We did put together some special offers that I will direct people to here at the very end of the call. We're going to be on just a few more minutes if you can hang with us. Roger, you okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let me get to a couple more questions here. The internet is to the campaign what TV was to the JFK era. Okay, would you agree or disagree, and why?
I think that it has been a great equalizer. It has brought democracy to the system. And before, when we had just three TV networks, quite obviously, you had limited, but they were much easier to control. So if something didn't happen on any of the three networks, it was the same as it not happening at all. That's why they could control, the results of the Kennedy assassination, for example, or had the one myopic view of Watergate, which doesn't even come close to the truth. So today, with the proliferation of media, whether it's the internet or talk radio or cable, it no longer matters whether the big monolithic media has a blackout of certain information. The Clintons were very successful in the 80s bludgeoning the media into not writing the stories of Bill's serial sexual assaults. Juanita Broderick was assaulted and raped by Bill Clinton when he was Attorney General, and only one network interviewed her, and only one network aired that, and even then it sat in the can for a year. Many people don't know the real story because it was suppressed. It will not be suppressed in this election. Those women will be heard in this election. Paula Jones, Kathleen Willey, Juanita Broderick, Christy Zurcher, Helen Dowdy, Becky Brown, Liz Ward Grayson, and others. All those cases will be re-examined. And it's the liberals like to say, well, that's Bill. That's about Bill. Bill's not running. No, this is about Hillary, because Hillary is an accessory after the fact in every one of these sexual assaults.
Roger,
it's Hillary who hires the heavy-handed private detectives.
Yes.
And the nasty lawyers to wage a veritable campaign of terror against these women, threatening them, digging up dirt on them, intimidating them, bullying them, threatening their neighbors, threatening their children, threatening their children's friends' children. Where do we know this from? David Brock's book. David Brock of Media Matters for America documents all of this in his book, The Seduction of Hillary Rodham. So for those who say all this is all right-wing nonsense, it was written by Brock, and it's never been recanted by or dis- about the criminal Clintons.
Another question here, and this will be the last one for now, and I do sincerely apologize for not being able to get to everyone's questions on this particular call. We've been on almost 1 hour, coming up in just a few minutes here, but again, we will go through each and every single one of your calls. We do appreciate you, and we will get you the best answer we possibly can, just as fast as we can. This has been a very successful call. Again, we appreciate you.